On September 22nd, the Alaska State Division of Public Health received a call from a doctor who works in a clinic on the Prince of Wales Island. He had concerns about patients that were coming into the clinic with a serious respiratory illness that upon X-ray showed signs of pneumonia. The pneumonia was not a bacterial type. It looked to be viral. Dr. Beth Funk, an epidemiologist from the Alaska State Division of Public Health, tells us of the doctor's concerns.
He had had to have several people medevaced off the island to go to a hospital. There was one individual who had pretty serious underlying lung disease, chronic obstructive lung disease, who appeared to have gotten this infection and had died over the weekend on the 20th of September. So he was reporting of this to us at that time.
The State Division of Public Health worked with healthcare providers predominantly in Klawock, but also in Craig, to see if there were other people coming in with the respiratory illness. They also made sure that the medical facility had on hand the right types of materials so they could collect laboratory specimens to take cultures and try to identify what was causing the problem.
There continued to be additional folks presenting to the clinics who were ill, and other people who had to be sent off the island to a hospital. And last week, then, we sent a team of investigators from Anchorage to Prince of Wales Island to do some more investigation, get some more clinical specimens from ill people, and again try to figure out what was going on. At this point in time, we have 32 people who were ill with a respiratory illness. Most had fever and most had pneumonia on their chest x-ray, who this team evaluated and got specimens on. Of the 32, 7 people had to go to the hospital, so they were medevaced off the island. Some went to Ketchikan, some went to Mount Edgecombe. One individual was ill enough to need ventilator support and so had to come into Anchorage. And then I mentioned the one patient who died.
With the aid of the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, the team was able to come up with a diagnosis.
Of 13 specimens that they received, 6 of them are positive for a virus that's called adenovirus 14. Adenovirus 14 has been seen in a couple of other outbreak situations where people have become significantly ill, and so they know that this particular virus can cause this type of a picture, and we think that this is what's going on and going through the community. That's not to say that everybody who's had a respiratory illness in these communities has been infected with adenovirus 14. There could be other things circulating, but we think that this explains the more serious illnesses, at least.
All of the specimens that were taken did not test positive for adenovirus 14. Funk explains why that doesn't change the diagnosis.
They didn't test positive for anything else either. And one thing we know when you do this type of investigation, that you don't really expect every single one to be positive. The tests aren't perfect, and they don't necessarily detect every case of, let's say, adenovirus 14. If, for example, if the specimen was taken from the patient maybe later in the illness or wasn't taken quite the right way, it might not be positive in the laboratory. But if the clinical picture, the illness that the person has, fits, then we think it's probably the same thing, even though the test was negative.
Adenovirus 14 is not an influenza virus.
Adenovirus is a different virus. Influenza viruses are very different. I wanted to sort of clarify that influenza is a very different virus from adenovirus, and unfortunately, when you get an influenza shot, which I strongly recommend that everybody do that, but it will not protect you from other viruses.
The symptoms of adenovirus 14 may vary from cold-like symptoms, like a runny nose and a sore throat, to more severe symptoms of a fever of 101 or more, with shortness of breath, a cough, and achiness all over. If someone is experiencing the more extreme symptoms, it's recommended to contact your healthcare provider. Viral infections do not respond to antibiotics. Here are some suggestions for treating any viral infection.
You need to contact your healthcare provider and probably by telephone first and see what the healthcare provider would recommend. But basically, you do the same thing that you do if you catch any virus, influenza or any other virus. You want to rest, you want to drink plenty of fluids, you want to stay away from aspirin, but you can take other things like ibuprofen or Tylenol, and you want to cover your cough and wash your hands and just rest and let your body heal.
There has been some concern from communities that there may be restricted travel or a quarantine issued. Funk assures us that it's not part of their plan.
We are not planning any formal quarantine or isolation. We are recommending that people use good cough etiquette, that they cover cough into the crook of their arm or cough into a tissue, wash hands after your hands have exposure to respiratory secretions, and people who are ill should stay home from work or school until you're feeling better. And those are our basic recommendations.
It's recommended that tissues are better than handkerchiefs, and people should throw away their tissues immediately after use to alleviate exposure to others. For information on adenovirus 14, go to www.cdc.gov. This is Kelly Decker reporting for KSTK.